You're listening to The Mark White Show.
That's a good how do you do.
Plumbers, contractors, builders, and facility managers, listen up. I am talking to you. Time and money are important. You need a plumbing supply partner who understands that. One that can provide quality products at competitive prices, top shelf service, unmatched product knowledge, and a huge selection of in-stock inventory to get you back on the job site quickly. Who is that? Our friends over at Park Supply Company, of course. Doors open at 7 a.m. Stop by and grab a cup of coffee and fill your coolers with ice as they prepare your order. No time to wait. Call in your order and they'll have it ready when you arrive. Can't find time to pull away from the job site? No worries. They can deliver too. Our friends over at Park Supply Company, Huntsville and Athens, are the people you need to see for all of your plumbing, hardware, and hard-to-find parts. Go to parksupplycompany.com and connect with them today. Have you been searching for a rewarding career as labor, skilled labor, or lead man supervisor? Premier Structures may have the career you've been looking for. Premier Structures offers three stages of profit sharing, 70% of health insurance covered for individuals, and plenty of room for growth. Premier Structures is located in Athens, Alabama, and serves all of North Alabama, and is licensed in Alabama and Tennessee. To find your career with Premier Structures, go to premierstructures.com or give them a call at 256-232-2092. Bob Sykes Barbecue Restaurant has been a staple in Birmingham, Alabama for decades and is celebrating its 65th anniversary. This history is shared in a new book, From the Pit to the Plate, The Story of Bob Sykes Barbecue by Birmingham author Nikki Sepsis. The book is a story told by the Bob Sykes family of how Bob Sykes Barbecue is much more than a beloved family business. It's a restaurant that honors a Southern culinary tradition of food and fire. Bob Sykes Barbecue also is a fixture in the greater Birmingham area and even beyond, bringing diverse crowds of diners from the metro area and all over the country to Bessemer every day of the week, except Sunday, for award-winning barbecue. For more information about Bob Sykes Barbecue, go to bobsykes.com. Sykes is spelled S-Y-K-E-S.
Sometimes life brings you a moment you always will remember. Some of nature's most beautiful creations, framed by places we know and cherish. And aren't we in luck that some of life's most memorable scenes are right here at home, all together at Alabama the Beautiful, the group on Facebook, where the eye captures the moment, and it really does last forever.
Be sure to check out alabamathebeautifulmagazine.com.
With six convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to bankstonmotorhomes.com or visit one of their six convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhome.
Hey, everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
This is Nico Johnson from Andalusia, Alabama, assistant football coach at University of Texas. Be where your feet are. You listen to The Mark White Show.
Hey, y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you, yeah, you can make a huge difference in somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, I'm Crystal Gale, and you're listening to The Mark White Show, and one smile can make a difference.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark White Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark White Show. My daddy is your host, Mark White.
Welcome to another edition of The Mark White Show. I'm glad that you can be with us today as we work to help a very special young lady from Hamilton, Alabama. Her name is Kinley Galbraith, and we have an event tomorrow. And if you're listening on Saturday, we're having an event today. It is the Rebel Jam. It's the fourth annual of this event. I'm glad to be a part of this again this year, and I have Marvin Leathers on the line with me. Welcome back to the Mark White Show, Marvin.
Hi, Mark. Thank you for the nice welcome and for promoting Rebel Jam and the benefit for Kinley Galbraith.
Absolutely. Let's talk about the background of Rebel Jam. How did this effort begin 4 years ago?
So Rebel Jam got started with my friend Anthony McCaleb wanting to raise money for medical costs for his family member who has special needs. And her name is Abby Drummond. And Anthony put together a concert to raise money for medical costs for her. And he wanted to do it again the next year. So to keep it going, which I thought was amazing. And a committee of people who are in the Winfield community, a Democratic committee, we just decided, okay, well, who's another community member who has some serious medical needs? And that was Celia Grace Hamlet. And Celia Grace went on to make medical history by being the first person in the United States to get a particular form of gene therapy. We raised money for her, and now she's doing very well after getting that treatment. In the third year, Celia was from Winfield. The third year, we decided to choose Raiden Wright as our recipient. Raiden is a young kid from Brilliant, and this young boy has severe epilepsy and other issues. And that was last year. We decided to raise money for medical costs for Raiden and to get him a percussive device that would break up some mucus in his lungs. And plus he has trips back and forth to Birmingham. As you can imagine, taking care of a child with special needs is difficult and costly. And we wanted to try to defray as much cost as we could for him. So that was the third annual Rebel Jam. And now we're at our fourth annual.
And Marvin, how did you get Kenley Galbraith on your radar?
Kenley got on our radar through Shannon South, who's a committee member, Shannon from Winfield. And she had found out about Kenley, I think, through Facebook. Kenley has a Facebook presence that informs the community of her condition and progress. And Shannon brought it to the committee, the Rebel Jam committee's attention.
And when we talk about Kenley, she has acute flaccid myelitis that has damaged her nervous system, which limits the use of her neck, limbs, and ability to breathe on her own. And so donations this year, the fourth annual Rebel Jam, will go towards Kenley's medical costs for inpatient therapy and equipment. I can't imagine what the costs are for Kenley's situation and how she has to live.
Yes, the costs are significant, and you're right. Everything you said is absolutely correct. She had a viral disease called acute flaccid myelitis. It's related to the virus that causes polio, and it damaged her nervous system. It took away the use of her right arm and neck. It took away the use of her ability to breathe on her own, and she has limited use of her left arm and leg. So the medical costs are a lot, and the challenges she faces daily are big challenges.
We talked about previous Rebel Jams, and of course you would have a goal, it seems like, every time, and hopefully the goal is met. Each year, this effort has grown, correct?
Yes, each year we've raised more and more money through. It's a free concert series and a one-day music festival, and each year we've raised more and more money for the person whose medical costs we're trying to defray.
And the weather's supposed to be nice, so there's no excuse for people not to be outside of Citizens Bank in Winfield on Saturday, right?
Right. Right. Bring a lawn chair and come on down. We will have some chairs as well, but come on down to Winfield to, you know, it's a nice little community in Northwest Alabama. It's going to be a perfect day. We have four bands lined up that I can talk about, and there's a bake sale that's going to be very large and very good. There's a kids' corner with bouncy houses and inflatables. There's a motorcycle ride taking place right before things get kicked off at 1 o'clock. Things get kicked off at 1, and the motorcycle ride is taking place before that. It's just going to be a really nice spring day for a good cause for Kinley Galbraith, helping her get some therapy. One thing she wants to do is get some therapy at Johns Hopkins. It would be a major accomplishment if the doctors could work with her to figure out a way that she could breathe on her own. And I know that they're trying to get Kinley to Baltimore, and that's going to incur a significant cost to get her to Baltimore to Johns Hopkins to work on therapy towards that goal.
And each person that comes to contribute and support this effort knows that they'll be helping Kinley, and whatever her goals are, we hope that that can be accomplished. And people who are listening, if they're in the Winfield area or nearby, can hear some pretty good bands coming up tomorrow, right?
Yes, we have some very good bands. It's a great lineup this year. We have 4 bands starting at 1 p.m. There's a local band with members from Winfield and Hamilton called Second Hand Luck, and they are a country rock cover band. Up next is a band from Walker County, the Junior Upton Band. They are very good. They're a very big draw over in Walker County. We're lucky to have them play at Rebel Jam this year. They play a lot of songs you would know, a lot of radio hits, a lot of country, rock and roll. And then at 5 p.m. is a band called Smashley, and they have members from the Jasper Cordova area, also a Walker County band. And Smashley is more of a 90s alternative and original songs band. So a little mix from Second Hand Luck being the rock country to the Junior Upton Band doing songs you know. I mean, Second Hand Luck does songs you know as well, but and Smashley doing some more 90s classics that people will be aware of. And lastly, we have a headliner, a very special headliner from the Shoals area, up where Fame Studios is located and other recording studios, and that's the Outlaw Apostles, and they play at 7 p.m. They're our headliner. They are an incredible band. I could see them making it really big. They have harmonies like the Eagles. They're just it's Southern rooted, and it's forward thinking, and they have their music is and. They're a 4-piece band with 2 guitars, bass, and drums. Most of their set is original songs, and the covers they do are outstanding. So Second Hand Luck, the Junior Upton Band, Smashley, followed by the headliner, the Outlaw Apostles. It all starts at 1. It'll wrap up around 9.
And it's going to be in front of Citizens Bank in Winfield, Alabama. We're looking forward to being there ourselves, Marvin, and supporting this effort. And I hope that everything that you hope and the team that has come together to present this great lineup for the Rebel Jam, the 4th annual, will be a huge success, and that Kinley Galbraith will receive the help that she needs, the support she needs through the community. I know that Winfield's a great community. The surrounding area, Hamilton, and these other areas around there are great about supporting these types of efforts. So I'm looking forward to seeing how many people turn out for tomorrow's special event.
We are too. We're expecting a very big turnout. We're expecting a great time. The bake sale, the bike show with the motorcycles, the kids' corner, all the music. Right beside the Citizens Bank, if you drove through downtown Winfield, you'd be bound to hear the music and see the cars. It's going to be fantastic.
Let me ask you this, Marvin. If people aren't able to make it to the event, but they wanted to support Kinley, do you know of a way that people could do that outside of the area?
Yes, I do. There's a Venmo set up. We have our treasurer of our committee works at the Citizens Bank in Winfield. She's a very trustworthy person, and we have utilized her skill set to handle all the finances for this, and she gives presentations to the committee. Her Venmo and PayPal are available. I can give them right now. Her Venmo is S. Anderson, 36. That's S-A-N-D-E-R-S-O-N, 36. That's her Venmo. And her PayPal is sanderson36@gmail.com. Her name is Sandy Anderson, a wonderful woman and great member of the community. And she handles the donations for Rebel Jam. So that's her Venmo and PayPal. And anybody is welcome to make a donation, and it'll go towards all that money goes towards Kinley Galbraith and her medical needs.
Excellent. Marvin Leathers, pleasure to have you here on the Mark White Show. Looking forward to seeing you tomorrow at the 4th Annual Rebel Jam in Winfield, Alabama, my friend.
It's going to be great to see you too, Mark. Thank you for all the good you do in this region of the country. And thank you for having me on your show to promote a good cause.
Absolutely. Folks, when we come back, we're going to have Crystal Aldridge, and we're going to talk about Trace McGue, who was in an accident last Friday. We're going to continue to try to support Trace. He works for Cajun Connection in Winfield. I hope you'll stick with us. And then after that, we'll have a brand new episode of Cora's Corner. You are listening to The Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White.
A little lad, we can make a difference. All we have to do is try. Every day's a chance to change somebody else's life. Let's all do something good today.
Bob Sykes Barbecue Restaurant has been a staple in Birmingham, Alabama for decades and is celebrating its 65th anniversary. This history is shared in a new book, From the Pit to the Plate, The Story of Bob Sykes Barbecue by Birmingham author Nikki Sepsis. The book is a story told by the Bob Sykes family of how Bob Sykes Barbecue is much more than a beloved family business. It's a restaurant that honors a Southern culinary tradition of food and fire. Bob Sykes Barbecue also is a fixture in the greater Birmingham area and even beyond, bringing diverse crowds of diners from the metro area and all over the country to Bessemer every day of the week, except Sunday, for award-winning barbecue. For more information about Bob Sykes Barbecue, go to bobsykes.com. Sykes is spelled S-Y-K-E-S.
Athens Bible School is accredited by Advance Ed, a member of the National Alliance of Concurrent Enrollment Partnerships, and is a satellite campus of Calhoun Community College. For more information, call 256-232-3525 or visit our website at athensbibleschool.org.
With six convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their six convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhome.
For those of us who are directly responsible for the care of loved ones, we want to do the very best we can to take care of them. This is where estate planning is so important. With estate planning, you can still take care of your loved ones even when you're gone. I encourage you to make a plan by going to BamaEstatePlanning.com. Harlan Mitchell has all the tools you need to make a solid plan for your family, just like I did. That's BamaEstatePlanning.com. Make a plan and do it today.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the legal services performed by other lawyers.
This is Cora White inviting you to tune in every Saturday to Cora's Corner on the Mark White Show.
Welcome to another edition of the Mary Faye Hedrick Good Deed segment as we try to help our friend Trace McGue who works for Cajun Connection. He's been a friend for a while now, as he served a lot of very special people in the community, and they love him as well. He's a special guy, and I have with me on the line his aunt, Crystal Aldridge, to share about a special fundraiser and talk about Trace and his current condition. Welcome to the Mark White Show, Crystal Aldridge.
Yes, sir. Thank you for having me.
He's a special guy, isn't he?
Yes, very. Yes.
He's going through a lot right now. Tell listeners what's happening with Trace at this point.
Well, what happened on Friday night, he was taking a friend home, and he swerved to miss two deer, and they wrecked, and they're actually, it was around midnight or so, and there actually was someone behind them because he was coming home from work, so he luckily was there and saw them wreck, and their car flipped several times and hit a tree. He was thrown from the vehicle about 75 feet, and then his passenger, she was in the vehicle, and but they were able to get her out, and she's doing pretty well right now. I think she might probably get to go home today. But Trace, the main concern at first was his spleen. He had a bleed, and the doctors were able to do a procedure, which is a rather new procedure. They went in and put a plug, and so far that is working, and they have that under control. And then the next thing was his neck, the vertebrae in his neck. So what it is he's on a ventilator right now, and the vertebrae in his neck is between his shoulders. And the doctor said the outer layer that protects the spinal cord was shattered on the front side, but intact on the back, which that saved him from paralysis. The front shattered part, they repaired last night in surgery to the best of his ability. He used multiple techniques, and he said he's performed the surgery several times, and that part went as well as expected, and he was very satisfied with that part of it. But he does have a fluid leak, and so they were, the way he described it is there's like a balloon, kind of like a water balloon, and then once it's ruptured, it's just you can't really put it back together. So they had to go in and put a tube in his head so the fluid wouldn't leak into his brain or anything, because he did have a brain bleed at the beginning, but as of yesterday, the CT scan showed that it had clotted, which is an answer to one of our prayers. But they said they're going to have to watch very closely now. That's why they had to put the tube in, so that there's no pressure on his brain. The leak itself means he will be in the ICU at least one more week. And he does have to have more surgeries, which he has a broken femur. His pelvic bone is broke on both sides. And they are not going to do that surgery today. They had thought about it, but after the surgery yesterday, they want his body to rest and to make sure he's completely stable. So, and he's resting today. They've got him pretty heavily sedated, but as of right now, he's stable. But just a little, backstory about Trace. He works at Cajun Connection. He's worked at Pizza Bar. He also works through another thing. He's always had two jobs. He's such a hard worker. He's just, like I told him yesterday, he could hear us. He would squeeze my hand. He would cry. I would say, Trace, you don't realize how many people know you and love you. So, but he knows that everybody's praying for him. We've told him he'll squeeze our hand. He'll cry. The tears will just, come down his cheeks, but we appreciate all the prayers, everybody praying. They're working. It's just going to be a long, long road ahead of him.
I know Bill and Lisa Tilly think the world of Trace. And yes, like you say, so many people in the community know him because he is such a hard worker, and they've seen him in the community, and he means a lot to them.
Yes, sir. And he means a lot to our family. I did set up a GoFundMe on Facebook, and I know some people might not be comfortable with that. He does have an account at State Bank and Trust if anybody wanted to donate, and we just haven't had the chance to set up accounts there, but I think my mom's going to when she can. But he does have an account there. And I know Lisa and Bill are going to set up something at the restaurant. So
State Bank and Trust is where people can go eventually to if they can't or don't want to contribute to the GoFundMe?
Yes, sir. Uh-huh. He has an account there, and everybody there knows him. So if you went in and said, I want to put this in Trace McGee's, they would know what to do with it.
Obviously, we're praying for Trace and his recovery and the medical team that's working on him. It's such a serious accident that he had. And we're thankful that the young lady who was with him is recovering, and hopefully she'll be able to go home. But here we are with Trace a long road ahead of him, and it looks like he'll be out of work for several months. And so it's so important, people who care about him and want to support him during this time, to support this GoFundMe that you've organized, Crystal.
Yes, and he purchased his home at 22 this time last year. He was so proud, and I'm so proud of him. So, you know, we just don't want him to worry about, you know, his house. And he has 3 golden doodles. Everybody knows this golden doodle, so we've got to make sure and take good care of his dogs or his babies. And just, he's always been such a giving person, and he's had such a good heart. So we just want him to focus on getting better.
Exactly. And people can go to the GoFundMe, GoFundMe.com, and they can search medical and bills for Trace McGue. McGue is spelled M-C-G-O-U-G-H, Trace, T-R-A-C-E, medical and bills for Trace McGue. And Crystal, I appreciate you and the support of your family for Trace. And I know your love for him is very deep. And you mentioned he's one of your babies. And so I know this is just such a critical time for this family right now. And you are in our prayers as well.
Thank you so much. And thank you for caring about him. And just thank you.
He's our buddy. Well, we hope we can get to see him before too long, and I hope his recovery continues. And like I said, the medical team, so important there at UAB, and we appreciate their work as well, getting our buddy back on his feet.
And the main thing, we just want everybody to keep praying for him. That's what we want, you know, just prayers.
Absolutely. Crystal Aldridge, thank you for joining me here on the Mark White Show to share about our buddy Trace.
Thank you, sir.
Folks, we appreciate Crystal Aldridge, and again, I want you to go to GoFundMe.com and search medical and bills for Trace McGue and support this effort. Our buddy from Cajun Connection, just a great guy, and we hope that you'll support him, and as Crystal said, keep him and the family in your prayers during this time.
Wish you could capture forever. Alabama the Beautiful is a new online magazine that preserves images from sweet home Alabama. Yours anytime, online, every month, where the eye captures the moment and it really does last forever.
Be sure to check out AlabamaTheBeautifulMagazine.com.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
Mr. Cecil Batchelor is the one that started this business as Dependable Service Center. And even though now it's Green's Dependable Hardware and we're a True Value store, our tagline is still your Dependable Service Center. We've tried to keep that alive for all these years. Mr. Batchelor really started a good business. We're really excited to be carrying on a long-standing tradition. It's the oldest retail store in the city of Russellville. We're Green's Dependable Hardware, 15220A Highway 43 in Russellville, Alabama. We're right behind McDonald's or right across the street from the hospital. Number is 256-331-0123.
Your Dependable Service Center.
Is it time for a haircut? Give my friend Philip Butler at Southwind Barbershop a call, located in Rogersville, Alabama. You can call him at 256-247-5658. Make an appointment or just walk in. That's Southwind Barbershop in Rogersville, Alabama.
With over 19 vitamins and minerals, pecans are a nutritional powerhouse. And just like with any produce, you want the freshest pecans possible for all that nutritional goodness. Shop with the Alabama Pecan Company for the best quality in raw pecans, pressed pecan oil, fresh pecan butter, and so many delicious snacks. Give your 2023 a healthy and tasty start by shopping with the Alabama Pecan Company. Shop online at alabamapecanco.com or stop and visit them in their Mercantile and Cafe located on Highway 87 South in Sampson, Alabama. That's the Alabama Pecan Company. Are you building your dream home? Or have you decided to stay in your current home and remodel? Either way, we all know that kitchens and baths are smart investments when it comes to the value and livability of our homes. Regardless of the project size or complexity, you want and deserve quality products and amazing service before, during, and most importantly, after the sale. A big part of that service is dealing with people that understand their products and can provide advice and consultation that you can rely on. Sounds like a tall order for sure. Who can give you the brands you know and trust and the professional help you deserve? Our friends over at Park Supply Company, of course. They are the go-to for all of your kitchen, bath, and DIY needs. Visit their locations in Huntsville and Athens, and you will understand the difference of the Park Supply way. Large selection with the small hometown feel you love. Mention this ad and receive a one-time coupon good for $10 off of a $50 purchase. Go to parksupplycompany.com and connect with them today.
This is Cammie Kotler, and I played Elizabeth on the Waltons. Cora's Corner is coming up next, so stick around to hear a wonderful story.
It's never too early to save for college.
Contact Brad Wallace, your Edward Jones financial advisor, on Hughes Road in Madison, Alabama. Edward Jones, making sense of investing. Member SIPC. Welcome to another edition of Cora's Corner from Cora White. Today, Cora will be reading Stitches for Kindness, written by Carissa Lovern and illustrated by Joshua Witteridge. And now, here's Cora White.
As the days grew colder and with harvest season over, the sharing sisters put away their wings. They began to grow somber as they started to ponder with all the COVID canceled things. Mama said, God hears our prayers and sees our tears and holds us in his heart. He will provide a new mission with a clear vision and then show us where to start. As they drove to town that day, they saw a man on the way, standing by the edge of the road. His clothes were tattered, his eyes looked shattered, because he carried such a heavy load. A cardboard sign that read, I need to be fed, was held with hands that were red from the cold. With worried looks on their faces, the girls called on God's graces, and his answers can be ever so bold. Mama said, my girls, don't fret. We'll make this right yet. Let's go find him food and a stitch of clothes. To read the rest of Stitches for Kindness, go to CarissaLovern.com.
You have been listening to another episode of Cora's Corner from Cora White. You can tune in to Cora's Corner every Saturday right here on The Mark White Show. Again, you can purchase your copy of Stitches for Kindness by Carissa Lovern by going to CarissaLovern.com. That's CarissaLovern.com. Here on The Mark White Show, we're recognizing difference makers and sharing their stories to encourage and inspire us all to make a difference where we can. I hope that you'll share this show with your family and your friends and let them know about The Mark White Show and what we're doing to make a difference in our communities around the country and the world. I want you to follow The Mark White Show on Facebook and Instagram and subscribe to The Mark White Show podcast wherever you get your podcast. You have been listening to another edition of The Mark White Show, and this is Mark White.
and Cora White
encouraging you
to find your purpose
by making a difference
in someone's life
today.
These are my kind of people.